From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Week after week, we listen to a lot of music. We try to find something that you'll walk away and say, wow, I truly love that tune. In that process of discovery, it's often wonderful to talk with musicians about what they fall in love with, what music changes or enhances the way they feel. So we've been having guest DJs on All Songs Considered. Recently, Tom Verlaine turned us on to Henry Mancini and Bernard Herrmann. Last week, M. Ward played us some John Fahey and Louis Armstrong. Today, our guests are from France, and they're known as Nouvelle Vague. Here's a band, for the most part, that listens to other people's songs, and they take their faves and they make them their own. They're a cover band, but not like any other cover band I know. And that, of course, is it's a Buzzcocks song from 1978, an amazing, wonderful song. Maybe in a bit we'll play the original. And sitting across the table from me are two members of Nouvelle Vague, Olivia Lebeau and Melanie Payne, or Melanie Payne, as you might read on the paper if you live here in the U.S. How is it that you come to the tunes you come to? Olivia, why don't you start with you? A song like the Buzzcocks song, it's the song is, 28 years old, if you do my math right.
It's exactly the purpose of Nouvelle Vague, because Nouvelle Vague means new wave in English.
Like Bossa Nova.
And also is translated into Bossa Nova in Portuguese. And the purpose of Nouvelle Vague started with an idea, and this idea came from Marc Collin, which is my mate in Nouvelle Vague, and we are two great fans of new wave music.
And but Marc is a player in the band as well?
He's staying at home at the moment, but we have played so many gigs together. And the purpose in the beginning of Nouvelle Vague, because it's our second album right now, the purpose is to cover only new wave punk and new wave bands, because we were so great fans of this music.
Can I ask you how old you are?
Oh, yes, you can. I am 42.
Okay. So in 1978?
I was 16.
Oh, so you were prime.
14, 15.
Yeah, so it's prime time for you.
I was one.
And Melanie doesn't look like she would have been 14 then.
No.
You're a one. But so you're coming to this music fairly new, Melanie.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And so do you sit around the table with Marc and with Olivia and listen to music in a living room? And
not really, just like they invite singers to come on studio and they said, okay, this is the lyrics. Exactly. And it's just, we never really listen carefully to the originals. We used to just like listen afterwards. Mm. So.
In fact, if I can interrupt Melanie, the way we have chosen to work is to play the song as if it was a song we had written. That means that I take my guitar, play the right chords, chords of the song originally written, but in the new way, the Nouvelle Vague way, and we hum, I don't know if it's the proper word, the melody, we show the melody to the girls, and it's very good. Most of the people who are involved in singing in Nouvelle Vague are young, so they didn't know the originals. So it's as if they were discovering the songs as if we had written them. So that makes a meeting between the singers and the song.
Absolutely. That's a great way to do it. I would have never thought you did it that way. Let's just for a minute listen to the Buzzcocks original tune from 1978. This is Ever Fallen in Love.
I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse.
Now, as soon as that song went on, Melanie, you got a big grin on your face.
Yeah. It's so funny because I sing this song every night live, and just like listening to the original is always a shock, you know.
Do you like it?
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Well, pick me a song. We invited you both here to play some music for us that that you fall in love with, and that you'd like to tell other people about. Do you want to start, Melanie?
Yes. Maybe I start with Serge Gainsbourg.
Okay, and tell us who Serge Gainsbourg is. People in America know him from, if they're old enough, from a very sexy song he did in 1969, Tetem, that he started to do with Brigitte Bardot and then wound up doing it with Jane Birkin. It was a very erotic, amazingly erotic song to hear on Top 40 Radio. Here, number one hit in England. What else can you tell me about him?
Serge Gainsbourg, for every French, is like a, you cannot, you know, go through, you cannot, you know, ignore it. It's just like here and everywhere, and it's, I don't know, for me, it's the song I always like to hear on the radio each time. It's, you know, it's just like my culture, just like that. So,
what song do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Bonnie and Clyde.
And who's singing? He's another vocalist with him here.
Yeah, with Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, really? So, and he's a film actor as well, right?
Yeah.
Right, so a singer, and she is, and here they are. Let's listen.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom,
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, goodness. So tell me a little bit about Serge Gainsbourg and that song.
Yeah, in fact, there are two things to say, because I just realized that the purpose of this song is Bonnie and Clyde, which is, you know, it's an American,
right,
two
American outlaws,
heroes, you know. But I wanted to say that Serge Gainsbourg is a very important influence for all French artists. But the good thing, and we are very proud of that, is that he's also an influence for some American artists, you know, like Beck, for example.
Absolutely.
Who has sampled some things from what is considered to be his best album, called Melody Nelson.
And when did that come out? Do you remember when was Serge Gainsbourg making his best music, the music that you think influenced someone like Beck?
Oh, he had a very long career. Okay. So he had several different moments in his career. All the jazz influenced stuff from the beginning is very good. It's very Saint-Germain-des-Prés, you know, Rive Gauche. It's very interesting to listen.
End of 60s, no?
In the 60s, it turned pop and recorded all that, Je t'aime moi non plus, Bonnie and Clyde. And that is some of his peak in terms of creativity. Mm-hmm. After that, he moved into his best albums so far, but that was... these albums were not very successful. You know, it's a bit the same story as the Beach Boys, for example.
Yeah.
So he recorded Melody Nelson and L'Homme à la tête de chou, which are two concept albums and are just fantastic, you know. And most of the artists are inspired by these two albums, especially. And well, then he moved still, he moved to reggae and everything. So he was a complete artist.
Died in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, pick me something else, Olivia.
I'd like to listen to the Cramps.
Oh, and you want to listen to the Human Fly?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great. Let's listen to the Cramps, an American band, for sure. We'll be right back.
1996, as I got a garbage brain, it's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push that bastard aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock.
I just love that tune. They're it's amazing. Fantastic. Lux Interior. Gosh. I saw them play in 1978 when this record came out, and they really just, they tear up every place they went to. People would just rip wires out of ceilings and pull the ceilings down. They just brought, they just made people crazy and wonderful.
It was the same when they first came to Paris, is that right? And played some gigs in Paris, and that was, they turned all the city.
Let's hear a very different version of it. It's from your record called
Bande à part.
Thank you. Many times I've heard that song, I think it's the first time I understood all of the words. How did you present that song to the band? What instrumentation? And
For this one, it's quite easy because I think I've played most of the instruments in this version. So I'm quite, I feel quite responsible of this version. So if the Crumbs are not happy with it, I think they have got to send me a mail. So I hope, because I love them so much, I hope that they will enjoy this version.
Well, they could send the email here to allsongs@npr.org and we'll forward it along to you.
This one, it's quite blues, in fact. It started with that way of playing piano. The magic in Nouvelle Vague also happens with the singers. We have heard on this song Phoebe Kildare, which is one of our main singers in Nouvelle Vague. And the good thing with these people is that they make the song themselves, they appropriate the song.
That's right.
And because, again, Phoebe is young, she doesn't really care with the myth who is around New
that
Wave.
That surrounds the music itself.
These
she
young
just
people,
wants to make these songs her songs.
Yeah, in fact, there is some generations going, And now this music is our music, for example, the 40 years old people, But Phoebe is coming, she listens to the groove, she reads the lyrics, and then she goes her way.
On the face of it, you look down the list of songs on the CD and you'd say, this is sort of a novelty band, huh? What do you think it is about what you're doing to these songs that makes that not true? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, your music makes me smile, and I laugh because I sort of know the reference point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't know the reference point, it's just good music. Mm-hmm. Do you think of yourself as a novelty group? It would be the crass way to ask it.
I think we have turned into a novelty group, but we didn't mean to be any novelty thing, because Nouvelle Vague has started with in a very spontaneous and simple way. And in the beginning of Nouvelle Vague, it was not supposed to become a record. Mm-hmm. It was only Mark and I. We are always working in studios, we are great. We are musicians. So we love recording some stuff. And we tried some covers because we are fans of New Wave. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to try just to see what was happening to the song, in terms of songwriting. So that started like that. All that happened after is not under our control. It's just that many people loved that work.
Melanie, why don't you Pick me another tune on your list. What do you think would be a great tune for people that you've fallen in love with?
I think the Nick Cave Let Love In will be great. And I'm thinking about Nick Cave because he's playing tonight in Paris.
Huh?
And I'd love to be there. Yes,
but you're here at the French Embassy.
Yeah, that's good.
Being diplomatic. What about this Nick Cave song that...
That
captures you?
The Let Love In was my first... you know, when I realized that I was in love with my boyfriend. So that's and I am a great, great fan of Nick Cave, and it's all his universe and the lyrics and, you know. So Let Love In for me is just like a dark and light. It's just like the mixture of the two, dark and light.
So let's listen to some Nick Cave. Where does your band fit in? What kind of places do you play, and who comes to see you? Because obviously you appeal to folks who are your age or my age, who grew up with this.
It's very different. You know, in England, there's a lot of old punks and old, like, not old, but, you know, 40 years.
You should be respectful, Melanie.
Okay, not old, but very young. But anyway, some punk with, you know...
Young in spirit, isn't
it? Yeah,
okay,
beautiful man at the, you know, fleur de l'âge, like, nice. But they're all, like, old T-shirts, and, you know, they were really into that music. But there's a lot, also, there are a lot of girls and very young people, like... really didn't know about all the culture and the, you know, the originals. So that's a strange
there is
mix.
A mix.
And you think that's it's turning people back and to find those old records, do you think?
I think so.
In the end, yes. Mm.
So one of the pieces of music that you guys do, we'll play the original of, is a song called Blue Monday.
Mm.
It's a song by New Order. They're the band that sort of came out of the ashes of Joy Division.
Yeah.
Another band that you do great covers of.
Yeah, we have made three covers of New Order at the moment. Two were recorded in studio and the other one was played live. So that makes three covers.
Great. So let's give a listen to Blue Monday. And I appreciate you coming here. This was fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you so much.
That was great.
Well, thanks for this. Olivia Lebeau and Melanie Pain.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate this.